Hey everybody, Kyle dropping in. I am doing a little 7 Days to Die cast. I am so sorry it has been a bit since I've dropped an episode. Time has been crazy. Life has been crazy. The move is coming. That's happening July 20th. We had to move it a smidge. Also, there was a massive fire at our apartment complex here before I left. I've got 3 weeks and one of our buildings burnt down. I lived in that building just back in 2017. Completely devastated. Just happened this last Monday. Absolute loss. Everyone in it had to go and, you know, find new housing. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but it's still such a just an absolute devastator. A lot of young people, college grad level folks, some folks with new families, just, young parents. It's just so sad. So sad. And it's throwing such a weird wrench into the thing. There hasn't been much 7 Days to Die news to talk about, which is the other reason I haven't really tried to jump in here too much. But I did want to chat about some of the things, because last time we talked, I had been trying it on Twitch. That has been really, really fun. I've noticed a little bit of a decline in activity with it. Not sure if I hope that the phase that Twitch stuff hasn't already lost its lust and, kind of luster for people. I don't want that to be going away anytime soon. I've noticed a little less people playing with it, and that's okay. I mean, it's summer. People are busy and they're not on Twitch, but I'm really still loving it. That Alpha 19.5 Twitch integration takes the game to a whole new level with me. I find that the people that are playing with me are often the ones that are using it at this stage. They'll be like calling in some extra ammo here and there. And to that, I say hallelujah. I also say that once this move is through, we are set on hosting a server for 7 Days to Die. It will have mods. They will not be hard to add in. I will have the links for you if you want to put them on your rig. But I'm thinking this is mostly going to be an August window. I was going to do it before I left. Still a chance. My brain is in that place of very unhappy. Things are between being packed and also wanting to work on projects. So I'm very disgruntled, if you will. I don't know if that's the word. I'm just very unhappy. I want to do stuff and put it down on paper, complete a project, and I can't. So just know, I have you in my heart and my mind. In August, we are going to try and host that server. It's going to be fun. I think it's going to be one that primarily stays up mainly when the whole group is gaming. It's probably not going to be much of an offline 7 Days to Die server. I say that because we've had mixed success with that. I've noticed that a game like 7 Days to Die, where we're on a timer and it actually matters what day that people log out and stop playing, I've noticed that games like this are really hard to run full time. Minecraft seems okay with that because Minecraft doesn't have an every 7 day penalty. So the longer the server runs, I don't really think anything degrades. I mean, I could be wrong. Surely something in the game degrades. Maybe it doesn't, though. Minecraft's pretty forgiving. When it comes to 7 Days to Die, though, if someone logs out around the 7th day or, anytime the blood moon is about to kick off, it could be really, really bad for whoever logs in next. And it could be bad on a community scale bad. Because what we've had happen in the past, had a lot of people that would do that where they would jump out right before. That was a big problem because we'd have people jump in the next day not knowing that where it left off, and they'd immediately kick off Horde Night. They're logged in by themselves, pretty much using a community base to play out their Horde Night. And the thing is, a community base needs a community full of people to defend. Just got to have X amount of people for whatever your square footage is, kind of, sort of. It's just led to some weirdness, and I'm curious if anyone out there listening has had any experiences with that. Have you had any good rules or regulations, settings, or otherwise that have helped maybe, I don't know, what would the word be, kind of deflect that sort of issue? Because it's a primary part of the game, and it's not wrong of people to want to get in there and actually play. But that's where I found my best success in pausing the server, making sure it's not up all night long. That way, no matter how bored Chuck is, he can't log in at 3 a.m. and go accidentally incur a whole Horde Night and destroy all of our 8 hours of progress beforehand. That's a big part of it, too, is making sure that they're actual saves. And I'm a little bit more familiar with admin commands now, so I can set the time and I can restore items. I try not to play in admin, though, too much. It's too easy to get into a cheaty route, but when you're playing 7 Days, you sometimes, when you're playing 7 Days and you're on a computer or a server hosted thing, that's especially when you might want to whip out some server commands. It's just good to keep the place safe and secure. So this is me asking everyone this kind of lighthearted episode today. Do you have any feedback, any thoughts on that? I'd be really, really curious to know if you've had success in hosting a server. If there's been a server type you really enjoyed, maybe you've just guested on someone's server and you've had a really good time visiting. Maybe they had some different rules. Was it a community base? Were other people in their own separate ones? That's another really big question too, is gauging people's levels of investment in 7 Days to Die. That is very interesting for me. As someone on Twitch, I have played with what I would consider, you know, very top tier players. And then I've played with people that are absolutely brand new. And I've played with some people who are not new, but also don't totally have a grasp of what's going on. And that is something that we welcome, but also struggle with at times. Balance is a tricky thing in a 7 Days to Die base. I hope no one hears this and goes, "Ah, oh, Kyle's being an a-hole and he's trying to be unwelcoming." Because actually, I'm really trying to do quite the opposite, but I really want to express some of these ideas or tricks that I've run into as a server host, things that have caused me trouble in the past. So as a streamer, I remember one of our most defeated games was when I had, I think it was myself as a hardcore player, another friend as a hardcore player, a medium player, and then I want to say we had at least two or three, I would say, you know, again, not to be mean, but like novice or newer players. Now, one of those in particular had this habit that they were only going to follow me around. And that was a little bit problematic in the sense that they were all guns, bang, 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 you know, all the time, bang, 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 bullets flying everywhere, not killing a single thing because they were, I think, a little bit less level or they didn't have their gear set up right. So they were doing one of those things where they're laying in a whole clip of, you know, AK ammo into a zombie and barely killing it. Whereas I'm like, headshot, headshot, headshot. It's a weird thing because it's not a, hey, you're worse at this game than me sort of thing. It's a rationing and conservation thing. If you've played 7 Days to Die for any amount of time and had to manage the inventory, you're probably familiar with how sacred and scarce ammo can be. I don't know if that's so true for Alpha 19.5 right now, but that's been true in others in the past. Specifically, I want to say like Alpha 18, Alpha 17. I remember being way more of a bow build because we'd be saving and hoarding ammo. Maybe also at the time we just didn't have the greatest people to make the ammo on our team. That's possible. I admit I'm not the best ammo maker. I can get all the forges and everything set up, but when it comes to actual ammo production, meh, I just get out my smashy stick and smash them. So at this stage in the game when we were playing, and this story I should reference was Alpha 18. So things were a little bit more scarce, but we just had such a tricky thing of balancing the team. So in that case, we had a player who really wanted to play, had great team spirit, but was underutilizing our resources to the point that it was a problem. Okay, ammo aside, right? Because we can always give him a smashy stick and say, go smash. Food was a big one. So again, in this case, here I am trying to go off and loot some buildings on my own. And I have this person following me because they wanted to be part of the team. And that's actually really cool. I love to loot together. But they were just sitting around eating food. And they were shooting and not really killing. So it's a tricky, tricky world. Has anyone found a balance for that? How do you help? Or how do you get a world in 7 Days to Die where food isn't so scarce? Or is it just tasking more people on hunting? What happens when they say they don't like to hunt? Is that kind of a penalty box, if you will? You know, is that kind of like, well, we need you too. In real life, it probably would be that, right? It's if this is a real life apocalypse, again, this is going to sound really cruel, but really, truly, if someone's not going to pull their weight on the team, even with the best of intentions, if you don't have any food and you're all living on like scarce rations, eventually the team's going to be like, yeah, they can't stay. They need to mosey on. Worst case is people eat them IRL, right? Worst case is IRL, humans always turn to cannibalism. So without eating our teammates, that's not where I intended to take this, but without eating our teammate, it is a weird balance. How do you keep them fed without forcing someone? Because this is where the game management comes in, or the server admin side. This is a video game after all. Regardless of what happens, I always want it to be fun for the most amount of people. A little bit of utilitarianism in there, huh? I never want it to be sad for one person But it is one of those things where if you got 10 people playing, you're going to want to prioritize the happiness of the 9 versus that other person. And that can be really, really hard. But again, we've tried it the other way of such an open... I think we've done a little bit of everything. We've done situations where we've done a completely open server where everyone joins at the same time. We all make one big base. We've tried everyone joining at the same time and doing separate smaller bases. Those are pretty helpful. If you have bases in other towns so that people aren't co-looting the same buildings, that can be really nice. There is a player admin problem that comes in there, though. Some people are very unhappy to be relegated to a different team. So like if I'm streaming on Twitch and someone comes into the chat, they say, Kyle, I want to join your server. I say, here's the details. You know, you're a paying member. Get on in, whatever. Well, that's maybe something else I should call out, as we have restricted this one to paying members of the site. That's going to be one of our tests on this time around to see, you know, this could be a member server. But I guess in the past, we've had a little bit more of a free-for-all. It used to be like if you're a Twitch subscriber, even with Prime or whatever, you know, you can come on, join, do the thing. And that, again, kind of tricky because people come in and they say, well, I want to be in your base. And it's like, oh, yeah, I totally understand. You know, we can go loot and all this, but our base right now is like super flooded. We get too many people. It already doesn't make sense. And that's lost me a couple like viewers, chatters, players, friends, whatever you would like to call it. I wouldn't say friends. I don't know if a friend would just bail at that case, but just people coming by and trying to get in on the action, but not recognizing, I guess, how strenuous 7 Days to Die can be. It is a real game of rationing, scarcity, continuously accruing new resources. You can't slouch, really. You can't slack too hard. Otherwise, again, you know, the days will pass. The next horde night will come. Your base will have 1,000 zombies at it. You're going to run out of ammo. You're going to run out of food, whatever it is. And now you're dead. So it's really, really weird. This is why I adore having this platform to have these conversations. And I just really hope someone out there is giddy about this as I am. Because these conversations of how you do community management fascinate me. There are not good guides out there on the internet. It is like an unsung aspect of psychology almost. If anyone does ever find any good resources on that, send them my way. I'm always curious. But again, server community management is just not something that people think so much about. And yet it's such a weird microcosm into the human brain. Like you just learn so much managing a server, from how people handle the loss of items to what is equity, what is fairness to some people. Like we just said a second ago, what do you do when someone has to be relegated to the other base, the beta site? Not everyone loves that. And that can cause real, real problems. But yet, on the flip side, what if you get people that are coming in and they're just, grifting's very much the wrong word nowadays. That has a whole other meaning, huh? Is grifting kind of the word? Is that what I'm looking for? We're going to learn something. Look at us. Grift. Is this the right word? Because I don't think so. Engage in petty or small-scale swindling. Grifting implies to me, then, engaging in petty or small-scale swindling. Grifting sounds a little bit more malicious, but I think it almost is kind of, it's very much a cousin of the right word. Sapping resources, sort of leeching, inadvertently even, non-maliciously leeching, is such a big deal in 7 Days to Die. I do wonder if Alpha 19.5's Twitch crates, though, will almost completely fix that. So this may be like a whole non-starter conversation here. We might just toss this in the trash anyway. I'm going to post it regardless because I'm curious. I want to know thoughts. But I do wonder if summoning in the food and the supply crates in Alpha 19.5 will help offset that or not. Probably not to a huge degree, and it will scale based on how many members are playing with you and specifically what your cooldowns are for those crates. If the cooldowns are low, meaning almost non-existent, everyone in your team could just start calling in, like use all their points to summon in food. Would that be really weird looking and almost cheaty or very cheaty? Yeah, it's going to look strange. It's going to feel strange. It's not going to feel like the game. That being said, if you have your cooldowns turned up to the default, those food crates can only come in every once every, what, like 3 minutes or so? It's going to make a very different play style. Really excited. This is totally going to be an experiment for us. If you're interested, this is going to be open to members of RevelatorNetwork.com. And here's the deal. We have this for the $20 a month membership because this is going to be a very, very interesting exploration. I mean, there's tons of other content you get at that tier. And you can even grab 2 weeks of it for free. RevelatorNetwork.com/subscribe. So you can even get in with us on the server on a freebie if you'd like. But we're going to host it in August. We're going to see how it goes. I think we're going to spin up probably more than one as well. We're probably going to try different approaches for people entering it. We are going to keep it a little locked down to members, though. This is a server that my members are paying for explicitly. Like, they are, I don't have a ton of money to pay for it myself this second. So they're literally spotting us to do a member server, which is amazing. So we're going to do that approach. If you'd like to join, like I said, you get 2 weeks of it for free. Get a ton of other goodies for all the other podcasts. Get some bonus content. But I'm so curious. We're going to try with the Wasteland mod that I mentioned last time. We also might try Darkness Falls in the future. I was having chat tell me about that the other day on Twitch, so that might be on the horizon. I think I'm going to cut this little episode short here. This was just a little bit of fun BS for me today. I wanted to pop in. I didn't want to let you guys go without any kind of touching base. Just to let you know I'm safe. I'm alive. Thankfully, everyone here is safe. Even though that building is gone and all our mail is like crazy too. It's just wild. Be good to each other. Be really, really safe out in public. Be good with your houses too. I mean, what a reminder. What a reminder that, you know, check your fire extinguishers. Make sure you have some around your kitchen, because kitchen fires, I think that's what started this. If you're in a state that's really dry or country that's having a really big dry spell, be extra cautious. Don't be silly with your fireworks. It's 4th of July weekend here in the States. Please don't burn our country down. Please, please. Utah's under a fire warning, so we'll see. I'll update you guys after this weekend to let you know I'm really okay. But seriously, stay safe. Be good to each other. That's the most important thing right now. Get in our Guilded server if you'd really like to build off of that. Guilded.gg/RPN, like Revelator Podcast Network. We are in there. We've got a 7 Days to Die group set up. That's where we're going to be hosting most of this information for it. So we'll want you in there. If you're going to join us, that's where you can join our voice comm. It's like Discord, but on steroids. It's so much better. I've talked about it a couple times. They just partnered me, so way cool. What else do we want to talk about there? Mod list is up there. Great people all around. Super welcoming, like LGBT plus community. No racism, no sexism, none of that sort of stuff. Passes my sniff test on that server. So very, very welcoming place. I really encourage, if you're looking for good people to learn from, they're going to take the time to teach you and not insult you. This is definitely the place for that. People just got a really good grasp on the game. And anytime you ask me for advice, I will always try to come from the angle of, well, what do you like to play? I can tell you what the quote meta is or what I know works best, but that's not how I like to play all the time, because what works best is not always the most fun. So come by, ask questions, hang out, become a member. That would help me a ton financially if you choose to do so. RevelatorNetwork.com. We got the blog up there. We got all of our podcasts happening. We're live on Twitch on Wednesday nights. And that is to say that I'm doing the Path to Partner podcast. If you are a streamer yourself and want to take a listen to that, probably love it. So that's all RevelatorNetwork.com. Seriously, click on, hit that podcast drop down, and there's just like there's six of them going in there right now. Chaos and Shadows, our paranormal one. Pagan's got our witchy corner. I haven't really done much with the Valheim show, because they announced that they're not going to be doing much with the game this year. So that podcast is going on kind of cold storage for a bit. We'll touch base after the move. I think they're going to have an update by August, so that'll probably come back. Stellaris Emergency Broadcast, I'm going to leave here and jump into a game with them in just a sec. So let's do it. Let's head out the door. If I don't talk to you before my move, just know that I'll be back on full internet connection by hopefully the 26th. Doing a big live thing on the 31st. We're doing a seance in Gilded on the 10th of July. I mean, there's a lot going on. And then we got a blog post with all the dates up there on the Revelator Network site. So check that all out. Be safe. Be good to everyone. Love you all. Seriously, thank you a million for being here. And if you get a chance, leave a review. Talk to you soon. Goodbye.